Hi, I'm Rhea, Head of Employment Partnerships at Only a Pavement Away, the charity that supports people looking to rebuild their lives through employment opportunities and hospitality. Welcome back to our podcast series, Serving Success. Today I'm joined by Simon Wedlock, Senior Recruitment Manager at the Wolseley Hospitality Group, who is a long-standing supporter of ours. So Simon, without further ado, let's get into it. So to kick us off, Simon, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role as Senior Recruitment Manager at the Wolseley Hospitality Group?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rhea. So my name's Simon. I'm the Senior Recruitment Manager at the Wolseley Hospitality Group. So I oversee all of the recruitment for the business from sort of entry-level positions all the way through to our senior-level recruitment. Wider than that, working alongside our charity partners, focusing on ways that we can be better employers, more diverse employers as well.
I know we've definitely been working together for a few years now, so since I started.
Yeah.
So it's brilliant to have you here.
Thank you.
So you've hosted a couple of our Passport to Employment programs, and you've also attended quite a few of our recruitment fairs. So what makes you keen to get involved with our employability events?
I think they're great in different ways. I think the recruitment fairs are really good to kind of just see the kind of the people who are coming through on a sort of fairly regular basis. Passport to Employment is a little bit more of a focused event, and I really am so much admiration for the team at Only a Pavement Away for the amount of hard work that goes in to partner with all of the members, all of the charities that work together, and to support those recruitment fairs, to support Passport to Employment by providing training venues, employment opportunities through vacancies that we have across the business. Work experience is just so rewarding, because I know you're crying out for more employers to provide that end goal, and for us to be able to do that is amazing.
Brilliant. What's your favourite thing about these events? And do you have any stories that have really stuck with you from people you've maybe met?
It's incredibly rewarding just to see the transformation of people throughout this. Obviously, with Passport to Employment, it's a very condensed sort of 3 or 4 days. So to see people kind of walking in very nervous, not really sure how to interact with other people that they haven't met before. Our venues are quite impressive places to walk into for the first time, so it can be quite overwhelming. And then to see them sort of through the training that you guys provide, the opportunities that we lend into to support that even further. And to see them at the end of that is just an amazing sort of arc of transformation that's great to see. I think one of the best people we've hired through Passport to Employment was a gentleman called Tanvir. He was so enthusiastic throughout the whole kind of Passport to Employment period. He took on board the feedback really well. He was very engaged in supporting setting up the rooms, clearing down the rooms. He was genuinely like a member of the team before he'd even interviewed with us. And the feedback that he got from the team when he started the first couple of weeks, they genuinely came across to speak to me and said that how amazing he'd been. He'd been, you know, taking on board all of the training. He'd done all of his, you know, his compliance that he needed to, and he was making a real impact at work. And I think to see someone go through that, and having known the background that they've come through with all the challenges that they're faced with, to see someone with so much optimism and energy and fight when I know he's probably had hundreds and hundreds of the job applications be rejected, to still come in with that energy was incredible. And it looked like it was his first time applying, and he had so much enthusiasm for it. So to see him stick it out is great. But I mean, we've hired so many people through Only Pavement Away, and each journey is different and each story is different. But Tanvir's really stuck out for me recently.
Yeah, and I know we got really good feedback from Tanvir about the Wolseley yourself.
That's good
and
to know.
How that course went. So it's great to hear that that's the example you've chosen as well. So you don't just support us professionally. You're also running the London Landmarks Half Marathon. Why? I don't know, but you're doing it and we're very grateful. So that's happening in April. So kind of what motivated you to sign up for that, and what's your fundraising goal?
So one of my colleagues, Chris, who ran the London Marathon last year, I went along to support him with a few of our other colleagues, and I kind of got swept away with the atmosphere, the kind of the energy of the participants, the kind of camaraderie, the support by people coming out to watch. And I thought I'd love to get involved in something like that. I've never done a competitive run before, so this is a chance to do it. And I can't do a marathon distance, so this is a nice way of...
You never know.
I guess I'll start with a half and see where we go from there. So I've done other running events. We did the 24-hour relay last year with work, and we got some really good engagement with people enjoying that. And obviously we were raising money for Only Pavement Away as well. So I thought this is an opportunity to kind of continue that momentum going. Quite into sport and fitness in general, so it was a good thing within my wheelhouse, but never done anything sort of serious about it. In terms of fundraising goals, I don't really know. I'd love to smash the target I've got of £500. I'm well on the way there. I think I'm a few hundred pounds short of it. So any other donations would be very welcome. I'd love to get to like £800. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Well, good luck to you for that.
So
I can't wait to hear how you get on.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm setting a sub 2 hour target time.
Amazing.
So now I've committed to that.
The training's
going well. It's a bit cold though, but it's good.
Amazing. No, looking forward to hearing how you get on with that. There are still some misconceptions around kind of hiring people with barriers, the candidates that we work with. So what would you say to employers who might have questions or hesitations, and how has working with us changed your own perspective?
It's a tricky one because it's hard for any employer to kind of know who ultimately walks into their business, regardless of how much vetting you've done. And that is made even sort of more challenging to employers when there's a perception around someone's background, whether that be a prison leaver or wherever it might be. There's automatically a stigma that gets attached that they'll cause a problem, there'll be an issue with employment. The other team members might have an issue with it as well. But you don't know the background of someone coming in from any job board. You know, there's not that level of actual sort of background checking, supporting with relationship building that you guys do at Only a Pavement Away. And I think the reassurance that we've found is that there's so many steps that someone's gone through before they even get to us as a CV being submitted. And I know how hard you and the team work to make sure that every candidate is really looked after and is given a proper time and attention before getting them into work. And that is so much more than anyone who would have applied or walked in off the street would have had anyway. So I don't think there's any reason to be concerned about hiring through Only Pavement Way or any charity, because the work that goes on behind the scenes that you probably don't notice and see goes far beyond anything that you'd have done before. So I think the more employers that can get behind supporting charities like this, actually giving it a go and seeing the benefits of those that get hired are amazing. And the retention rate we've got of our employees that are with us now still is fantastic. So yeah, I'd definitely give it a go.
Amazing. How important do you think it is for people in positions like yours to champion inclusive hiring?
Yeah, very, very important. You know, without being an inclusive employer, we wouldn't have people from age groups from 17 to 80. You know, we wouldn't have people from different neurodiverse backgrounds. We wouldn't have people through all the backgrounds that come through on your pavement way. And each person comes in with a different story, a different perspective, a different understanding of the world and how they've lived it. And that goes the same with our guests who come to our restaurants. They come from different backgrounds, and there's relationships that get formed through hospitality in that way, not just necessarily front of house, but for the rest of the teams as well. And I think the more, as I said, the more people that we can, you know, find work for, the more employers that can step up and offer just one job that you guys can help fill, will just add to that. I think to be an inclusive employer is a big commitment. But I think most of your team, if you ask them, would want it. Most of the employees that you have in your business would have formed some form of inclusivity category as well. And the benefit that we've seen a lot of our employees already, the feedback is actually that they're really grateful that we're an employer that is sort of diverse in who we hire. We can make reasonable adjustments for most people. Obviously, we still are a hospitality business that run restaurants, but more or less that we can cover most things that need to be covered. And the feedback from the teams is that they really value the representation that we're bringing into the business. And I think that's the thing that people maybe don't necessarily realise, is that the impact it has on the team. They may know someone, they may be affected by something that is challenging someone getting into work. And by giving one person the opportunity to get closer to employment, it makes a huge ripple effect to the business.
Yeah, definitely. And it's good to hear that your teams are benefiting and are saying they're benefiting from it. I think you're right. I think even if you're not personally experiencing a barrier or have a certain background, we all know someone who has.
Yeah.
And so seeing those opportunities be created by employers like yourself is amazing to see.
Yeah.
So are there any ambitions that you have for the Wolseley Hospitality Group to continuing to work with us in 2026?
I guess continuing the hard work we're doing already, we'd love to get more involved in the Passport to Employments. We don't want to take all of the slots that are available, although I know there's other people that are looking forward to it. But if we can help with that, attend more recruitment fairs, provide more work experience, which is a big thing for us this year, to try and engage more people across different backgrounds with work experience within the business. We were very, very touched to be considered as a top employer. So we need to honour that. And if we can be a sort of flag bearer for other businesses in the industry that are considering working with you, then we are here to give advice and provide any answers to questions that people might have. I know we've had these conversations before, and And it doesn't take much to just start that conversation going. We would love to get more and more people into employment. That's the ultimate goal for everyone here. So if we can continue to do that, then that'd be amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And I know we're trialling the work experience program this year for the first time. So yeah, it's been great to have the Wolseley Hospitality Group kind of step in and do that first one. So I'm really excited to see what more we can do with you this year.
Great. Absolutely.
And if someone's listening right now and they think that sounds great, but I have no idea where to start, what would you recommend?
I think take the leap of faith, give it a go. When I've spoken to people about this before, I think you need to make sure that the people who are going to be owning this, so the people in my position or similar roles, genuinely have got the time to give it the proper thought and the care and attention it needs. You need to know that you've got trusted managers that are going to deliver the actual training and the support on the ground when that person is hired. It's all very well and good sitting in a head office role and saying, this is great, we want to hire more people. But if the people actually managing the businesses that struggle or are not used to it or haven't got the adequate training, then it's not worth starting. You need to make sure that you've got all the foundations built in place, and that is probably stuff you already have in place already, so it doesn't need to be overthought too much. And I think just building relationships, we've worked with Only Pavement Way, I've worked with Only Pavement for many, many years, and the relationships I build with teams like yourself and in other people in the business is what makes the partnership so trusted, I think, is that I know the work that you guys do. Hopefully you know the impact that we make for people. So that is the thing that takes time, to find those relationships, to make sure that the people at Only Pavement Way know your business inside out, so they'll know the sort of fit is going to be a good one. And I think start small. Don't overcommit to loads and loads of hires, because that gets too complicated. Focus on one person. Nail that really, really well. Make sure that you've got an amazing process. You've got, you know, everything sort of from a legislation watertight. You know that there's training provided for everyone, and start with that. And then it will slowly snowball, and you'll work out how easy it is to actually start partnering and making hires with you guys.
Well, that's great advice. I think, the bite-sized chunks of getting people into employment and going from there and seeing what the capacity is definitely good advice.
Yeah.
So in each podcast, Simon,
okay,
we do a quick fire round of questions. So just whatever comes to your head first,
okay,
go for it.
Yeah.
I know this is a surprise for you, but let's see how it goes.
It's fine.
So are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Favourite meal to order at a restaurant?
Fish of the day.
Nice. Good choice. If you could have dinner with any figure, past or present, who would it be and why?
Arsene Wenger. I'm an Arsenal fan. Okay. I've read his autobiography. Cool story. Him and Thierry Henry.
Okay.
The two of them together would be quite fun.
We'll let you have two. It's fine. Yeah. Describe Only a Pavement Away in one word.
Loyal.
Oh, interesting. Don't think we've had that one before.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And what guest would you like to hear on our next Serving Success episode?
Good question. I would say I'd like to hear from someone at Blacklock.
Okay.
Yeah. I love Blacklock as a restaurant. I think they're great. I think they are very forward-thinking when it comes to the stuff that they do. And I'd love to hear what they've got to say.
Amazing. Did you have anyone in particular in mind from Blacklock?
Maybe Maria, if Maria hasn't already done the podcast. Has she done the podcast already?
No, she hasn't.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a call to action for Maria.
There you go. Thank you so much, Simon, for joining me today. And a big thank you to our sponsors at Stonegate Group, who we couldn't do this without your support. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for the next one. See you then.